This is Senator Bob Dole. I say that persons with disabilities should have the opportunity to be independent, productive members of society. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, there are 8.5 million disabled Americans, and they want one thing, a job. That's why I set up the Dole Foundation in 1983, a nonprofit, non-political organization to help them achieve that goal. In its short history, the Dole Foundation has awarded 62 grants, totaling more than $1.6 million for organizations across the nation that help train and place the disabled in good jobs. In fact, from 1985 to 1986, the Dole Foundation provided 37% of all the money allocated by private foundations to disability employment programs, making us the leader in this field. But we need to do much more, Ted, much, much more. And we need more help from the private sector. Are you with me, Ted?
Bob, more than ever, old prejudices and stereotypes about the disabled are giving way to new hope for jobs and opportunities, and the Dole Foundation deserves credit for helping to make it happen. But in other vital areas for the disabled, Bob, there's less to your leadership than meets the eye. Key legislation for the handicap has been stalled in Congress for months to ban all forms of discrimination against the disabled by any institution that receives a federal subsidy. You're part of the stall, Bob. The measure is being blocked in the Senate because Jesse Helms and the right wing don't like civil rights in any shape or form, and you've acquiesced in the filibuster they're mounting to prevent any action to strengthen and safeguard those basic rights. So keep up the good work with the Dole Foundation and the private sector, Bob, but next time do a little more to live up to your public responsibility. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on U.S. missiles for Saudi Arabia. The Senate said no to President Reagan. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.